Ve'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi and Rav Yosef. Today's daf, and also for Refuah Shleima for David Meir Ben Mendel. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Samach Zayin. We left off at the Mishnah on the top of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. We're going to be speaking today also more like yesterday about Avdei Nichsei Melug and Avdei Nichsei Tzion Barzel. Except today's daf is going to focus mostly on the topic of, let's say, the husband and the wife, he's a Kohen, she's a Yisraelis, or he's a Yisrael, she's a Bas Kohen. Either way, the question is, if they have only a fetus, that's going to be the topic of today's daf. They don't have a child, they have a fetus. She's Me'uberes when he dies. What's the status of the Avadim, of the marriage? What's the status of Avadim if they only have a fetus? That's the topic of pretty much most of today's daf. Good morning, Jeremy. Harav Dov Ben Yom Mishnei Zalmundan, Mordechai, Daniel, Avraham, Ruvain, Chanachanach, Avi, Dr. Joe, Yitzchak Yosef, Chaim, Harav Eliezer Dov, Gershon Eitan, and Svika. Here we go, says the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael Shenises LaKohen. So you have a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen. Umes, and he dies. Now we're talking about Avdei Tzon Barzel. Let's say she brought into the marriage Avdei Tzon Barzel, like we learned yesterday. And then he dies, Umes. But V'hinicha Me'uberes. When he dies, she is pregnant. Oh, so she's in the middle. She's pregnant. And they have other sons. Now, if they have other sons, so she's certainly going to eat because of the other sons. But the question is, what's the status of the Avadim? Why? Because the Uber, so that's the problem. V'nicha mu'beres, lo yochlu avadeha bitruma. Even though she eats truma, this is Rabbi Yossi's shita, we're going to see the whole day today. Rabbi Yossi's shita is, since there is a fetus here, who may join the inheritance, lo yochlu avadem b'nei chelko shel uber, because his sons inherit the slaves. His sons are going to inherit the slaves. He may have to pay her off with money, but the actual slaves he owns, and his sons do, and even the uber has a chelek. Even the uber has a chelek in these Avadim, and the Gemara is going to explain that an Uber cannot be Machil B'Truma. So the Chelek of the Uber is the reason why the Avdei Tzon Barzel don't get to eat Truma. The Gemara is going to have two reasons why the Uber cannot be Machil B'Truma. Either because, since the mom, even though the mom eats Truma because of the child, the other kids, but since the mom is a non-Kohen, and the Uber is half the product of a non-Kohen, so the Uber, that a Vlad, the Gemara is going to say, Uber b'me'e zara zaru, that a fetus that's in the womb of a non-Kohen is a non-Kohen. So therefore the fetus can't eat, that's one reason. Or because there's a special gzeiras hakasuv that only the child of a born. So the uber can inherit, but there's a special gzeiras hakasuv that only the child, only the slave of someone who is born can eat, but the slave of someone who's a fetus cannot eat. It's just a halacha. And by the way, that would apply even the fetus of a kohen, perhaps. Special halacha that a fetus of a... That's going to be the difference between these two reasons, the Gemara is going to say. That only the fetus of somebody who's in the world can eat. Only the slave of someone who's in the world can eat truma, but the slave of someone who's a fetus cannot eat truma. So that's going to be one of the main topics of today's daf. That the
fetus eats truma when he's still a mother.
What's that?
The fetus still gets to eat truma while he's still a fetus.
You mean that the mom is eating? Yeah, the mom can eat, but the fetus themselves, right, is not in the world. So the shaila, right, they're eating through the mother. That's true. But again, at least Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that a fetus, maybe he himself can eat, but he can't be machil. We'll see. A fetus cannot be machil b'truma.
And this baby enables the mother to eat? Because
No. This baby does not enable the mother to eat. There are other kids that are already born and enable the mom to eat. There's other kids that are already born.
If there was no other kid, then she wouldn't eat.
Exactly. If there was no other kid, then she wouldn't eat. Just the Uber itself would not have the mom eat, as we're going to see. It's the other kids. And that's exactly what the Mishnah says in the next line, Dr. Joe. Sheha Uber posel ve'eno machil. So let's just get this line down because it's going to be important for the whole daf. An Uber disqualifies if you have a Bas Kohen married to a Yisrael. So, and now the husband dies, but they have a fetus. So the Uber disqualifies the mom from eating Truma in this case. Because if there was no Uber, she'd go back to being a Bas Kohen and she would eat Truma. When she's married to a Yisrael, she doesn't eat Truma. So now she's Mu'uberet, she has a fetus. So the Uber disqualifies her from eating from her parents after her husband dies. But in the opposite case, if she's a Yisraelis married to a Kohen, the Uber does not allow the fetus to eat. Ve'eno machil. Right? So if it was just an Uber, right? If you have a Yisraelis married to a Kohen and he dies and all there is a fetus, that's not enough to have her eat Truma. She does not eat Truma. Ve'eno machil. So the fetus is not enough to get her to eat Truma if the husband dies and there's no other kids. If there are no other kids, she wouldn't eat. So since the fetus is eino machil b'truma, so too the slaves of Tzon Barzel, which were owned by her, and now he inherits from her, if there's a fetus, so the slaves don't eat Truma. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. These are the opinions. Because the fetus is a part owner in the slave, and a fetus is not machil, for one of two reasons, a fetus is machil, so therefore the Nichsei Tzon Barzel, the Avdei Tzon Barzel, don't eat Truma. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. We're going to see. Not everybody agrees to Rabbi Yossi. But these are the words of Rabbi Yossi. Amru lo. So the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yossi what I think all of you would have said. All of us would have said. Amru lo. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Yossi, Me'achas sheh he'at alon wa'abas Yisrael l'kohen. So, once you testified to us that a Bas Yisrael who married to a Kohen and he dies and she ends up being Mu'uberes, so the Avadim can't eat Truma, Af Bas Kohen LeKohen Meis, why are you only limiting yourself to a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen? Your implication would be that a Bas Kohen married to a Kohen would eat. That's your implication. But according to your logic, it shouldn't work even by a Bas Kohen. Me'achash adlan Bas Yisrael l'Kohen, af Bas Kohen l'Kohen umeis, v'yinicha mu'uberes, lo yochel avadar b'trum b'nei chelkel shel uber. Why did you limit yourself to a Bas Yisrael l'Kohen? According to your logic, even a Bas Kohen to a Kohen shouldn't eat because the uber has a chelik and an uber can't be machel. So that's going to be an issue that the Gemara is going to take up. Is that really true? Did Rabbi Yossi only say by Bas Yisrael? Would he agree by Bas Kohen? The Gemara is going to talk about that.
Well, that's what there are no other kids, you're saying.
Even if there are other kids, because the Uber has a chelak, and an Uber cannot be machil, period. No. Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see if it applies. We'll see if it applies if there are no other kids or not. We'll see. We'll see if it applies that way or not. No, I think even if there are other ones, because there's just across the board, again, we're going to see, Avi, what the reason is. There's a gzeres akasav that if an uber has a chelak, an uber is not machil, period. Only children who are born are machil, but not ubers.
Is it?
So it doesn't revert to the father, though.
The uber is the owner, is the and the if an uber, we're going to see, if an uber is a part owner in a kohen, the kid can't eat truma, period.
Is the chiddush not that an uber has Yerusha before it's born?
Yes. So we're going to learn about that also in today's daf. Doesn't uber have Yerusha at all, anyway? Doesn't uber have Yerusha? We'll talk about that. We will talk about that. Says the Gemara, Yibaylu, Taima de Rabbi Yossi, Mishim de Kasavar, uber, here it is, Avi, exactly this point. The Gemara asks right away, Yibaylu, Gemara wants to know, what's the logic of Rabbi Yossi? With the obvious difference being, would this only apply to a Yisraelis, or would this even apply to a Bas Kohen? Ibarlu. Oh, they asked exactly this kasha. Time of the Rabbi Yosi Mishum Tikasavar Uber Bimei Zara Zarhu. Is it only because the mom is a non-Kohen? So we say that a fetus inside a non-Kohen has the status of a non-Kohen. And therefore, if he's a part owner and the slave can't eat because he's not a, because part of its master is a non-Kohen. No. Odilma. Yolun machil, eino yolun, eino machil, period. Anyone who is a part owner who's not out of this world can't eat chuma. Avi, in that case, it will be, even if it's the Uber of a coin, whether there are other children or not, it makes no difference. As long as there's a piece of the owner that's an Uber, that piece can't be machil b'truma. Eino machil. Says Gemara, oh, l'may nafkamina, exactly this case. L'uber b'me'e kohenes. The difference is going to be, what about a fetus whose mom is a bas kohen married to a kohen? Exactly the case that they challenged Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. What's the halacha? Amar Rabba, high in the time of Rabbi Yossi. So Rabba said the reason Rabbi Yossi is the kasavar uber b'me'ezar azaru. But in a chanami, if mom was a bas kohen, Rabbi Yossi would agree that the child would eat. Rabbi Yosef Amar, no. It's exerts a kasav across the board. Yolud machil, eno yolud, eno machil. Anytime the part owner is an uber is not machil, whether it's an uber, whether it's a fetus of a Yisraelis, or it's a fetus of a bas kohen. Either way. Now, the Gemara is going to challenge it from the Mishnah, from a Brisa, actually. Mesive, we'll ask a question from a Brisa. Amru lo l'Rabbi Yossi, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yossi, me'achar shehe adata lanu al bas Yisrael l'kohen, bas kohen l'kohen mahu. They asked him, what do you hold of about a bas kohen l'kohen? Omar lahem, so in the Bryce's version we have, Rabbi Yossi answers them, zu shamati, a fetus from a bas Yisrael. That I heard the halach, that the fetus, the slaves do of the kohen do not eat. Only there I said, but vizu, but the other case, lo shamati. I never heard the halacha. Rather, I heard that they would be able to eat in a case of a bas kohen. I never heard an isser in that case. So rather, they would be able to eat. So the Gemara says, obviously, iyamis b'shalom over mezara zarhu hadet kamalu zu shamati vizu lo shamati. So if you say the reasoning was that it's because a fetus in the womb of a zar of a non kohen. So that then it makes sense that it's only by a Bas Yisrael this halacha would be. But if she was a Bas Kohen, the slaves of the fetus would eat truma. Ela'i Amris, Yolad Machil, and Yolad Machil. But if you tell me that any fetus, even the fetus of a Bas Kohen, does not feed, so my Zushamati Vzuloshamati, Ihi, he. Both cases should be the same in that case. Answers to go on, you're right. Kashya, you're right. This is a kasha. This is a question against. This is a kasha against Rav Yosef. So the Gemara is still not, since it's a kasha, we're not still 1,000% convinced of this, but it's looking like a more like Rabba, who said that the reasoning is because Uber Mezara Zarhu, and therefore Abbas Cohen's fetus would be Macha B'Chuma, which is what I think everybody in this room probably would have thought of also. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Zu divrei Rabbi Yossi. This that the Mishnah said, that the Avadim don't eat Truma because of the Chelek of the Uber, this is only the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Avol Chachamim Omrim. However, Rabbi said, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yosef's entire assumption. The Chacham disagreed with the whole story in the first place. Avol Chachamim Omrim, Yeshlo Banim, Ochle Mishum Banim. Is what all of you would have said at the beginning. Forget the fetus. He's got other slaves. Who cares about the chelik of the fetus? They say, if there's other born sons, so the slaves eat because of the banim. As Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef said, that who says the uber has any chelik in these avadim at all? Maybe the uber has no chelik in them. He eats because of the banim. this Shita Chachamim hold, like Yitzchak Yosef said, that an Uber is not Yorish until he's born. And since an Uber is not Yorish, so the Uber is not considered to be a part owner in these slaves at all. So the other sons of the Kohen are the ones who inherit, and therefore the slaves eat Truma because of the other sons. And Tosfos writes here, even the money that the Eved made before the Uber is born, the Uber is going to be Zoche. Once he's born, he's Zoche l'mafreya. So once the Uber is born, right, so then he gets his chelik b'Yerusha. Says this, and even let's say the slave makes money while the fetus is a fetus. Right now, the fetus does not inherit that, but after the fetus is born, he's Zoche l'mafreya. Ein lo banim. However, if they have no other kids aside from the fetus, ochlim mishum achim, the slaves eat because of the brothers of the dead kohen. Ein lo achim, if he has no brothers, ochlim mishum mishpacha kula. Doesn't matter. Whoever inherits this. This man, someone has inheritors somewhere, and so the Bnei HaMishpacha, whoever it is, are going to be Yorish, and the slaves are going to eat Truma because of the other relatives. And the Uber does not inherit and does not disqualify. Now, the Gemara is Medayik, from the fact that this was in the statement of Shmuel, right? Zu Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Abel Chachamim. Now, from the fact that Shmuel is the one saying, hey, don't get carried away with Rabbi Yossi. It sounds like Shmuel himself sounds like agrees to Chachamim that an Uber is not Yorish. Asks the Gemara, does Shmuel really hold, like Yitzhak Yosef suggested, that an Uber is not Yorish? Says the Gemara. Velo Svirale. Shmuel does not agree to Rabbi Yossi that an And Shmuel holds like Chachamim that an Uber is not Zoyche. Ha'amalei Shmuel Rav Chana Bagadato. Shmuel said to Rav Chana, and I always thought Rav Chana Bagadato means he came from Baghdad. That's what I always thought it meant. No. That's actually Rashi in Sukkah. Rav Chana Bagadato. No, I didn't mean that as a joke. Rav Chana Bagadato, he comes from Baghdad. But others say, Rashi over here says that it means he was a Baal Agadata. Bagadata, he was a Baal Agada. He was an expert in the Agada, in the Agadata. That's what Rashi says. And Rashi's mashma that way in Sukkah as well. However, Rashi has a second shot that Rav Chana Bagadato came from Baghdad. And Rashi says that in Brachas on Daf Nun Dal Nun Beis as well, and Rashi in Ksubis. We're getting excited for Ksubis. Shas Katan. Shas Katan. Mordechai is all pumped up. Ksubis is Shas Katan. I'm getting very excited for Ksubis also. But Yevamos is awesome too. Yevamos is basically the same as Ksubis. Second half of Yevamos, same as Ksubis. Okay. Ha'amalei Shmuel Avchana Bagadata. Puk Aisili Be'asara. Bring me 10 people so I can publicize the following halacha. Interesting, they used to, when they wanted to publicize Allah, they got 10 people to say a shir. Because by Jews, you tell 10 people, then 20,000 know by tomorrow. So, puk aisili be'asara, de'emalei ba'alach ban payu, and I will tell you in front of them, to mefarsim, hamezake l'uber kana. Oh, Rabbi Yitzchak. Hamezake l'uber kana. Shmuel held that an uber can make a kinyan. And Rabbi Yitzchak, it's a kalvachemer. If an Uber can make a Kenyan, Kavacharmi can be Yorish, because for Yerushi, he doesn't have to even make a Maisa Kenyan. That's what the Rishonim explain over here. If Shmuel holds that Hamazak el Uber Kana, if I can, let's say, somebody's wife is pregnant, I want to give him a present. I want to be a little early. There's some people around this table who like to do things very early. So let's say they, there's a fetus. You want to give a baby gift already while the baby's a fetus. I want to get it done with it already. Let's give the baby gift already. So I'll go over to Rabbi Yitzchak. I'll say, here's a nice sitter. I want to give a baby gift. Here. Tzika, make a kinyan in this baby gift on behalf of the fetus. Does that work? The fetus is not alive. Can a fetus make a kinyan? So Shmuel says, yes. Hamazaka lebekana. You can make a kinyan on behalf of a fetus. So you see, a fetus can make a kinyan. If a fetus can make a kinyan, kavachamer, a fetus could be yoyresh. So ask the Gemara, how could Shmuel say, I hold that a fetus is not yoyresh? Hello, Shmuel said, Hamazaka lebekana. Right? Right, so says the Ritva. And the Ritva says, if an Uber can make a Kenyan, Kavachomer can be Yoresh. Ella answered the Gemara, Zu Usvirale, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yossi, and I agree with Rabbi Yossi. He didn't mean to say Zu Divrei Rabbi Yossi and I don't agree with him. Zu Divrei Rabbi Yossi and I do agree with him. Ask the Gemara, Umi Pligi, is there really a Shittas Chacham that argues? Masiv, there's different gerses here. Some say V'ha'amar. V'ha'amar Rabbi Zakkai, that would make more sense, I think. V'ha'amar Rabbi Zakkai, no. Zu Eidus Heid Rabbi Yossi Mipi Shmai Vavtalion. This was the testimony that Rabbi Yossi heard in the name of Shmai Vavtalion. The Rishonim point out Rabbi Yossi didn't live in the same generation as Shmai Vavtalion, but he heard in their name. V'hodulo, and the Chacham agreed to him. There's no machlokas. Answer the Gemara. Amar Ravashi, Miktani Vahodulo. Sorry, Miktani Vikiblu. Vahodulo Ktani. Demistaber Tameh. They just said his logic was good, but they disagreed with it. Not necessarily that everybody agreed to it. Says the Gemara, Tanarabanan. We learned in a Braisa. He niach banim. If a Kohen who's married to a Bas Yisrael and he dies, he niach banim. Elu ve'elu, whether it's Avde Malug or Avde Tzon Barzel, Ochlim. Mamanav Shach. They both eat if there's kids. Right? The woman eats, so her slaves eat. Right? The woman eats because there's kids. And the Avde Tzon Barzel eat because he eats. Hinicha Mu'beres, and there's no other kids. Elu ve'elu, both Avde Malug and Avde Tzon Barzel, neither of them eat. Ein Ochlim. Right, this is Rabbi Yossi who says an Uber is not Machil, and so there were no other sons. If it's only the Mu'beres, then both the Avdi Mulug and the Avdi Tzon Barzel don't eat, because dad is dead, and there's only a fetus, and a fetus is not Machil. Hiniach banim v'hinicha Mu'beres, if there are sons and an Uber, so Avdi Mulug ochlin kederach shehi ochelas, Avdi Tzon Barzel lo yochlin pechelach shel Uber. This is exactly the same as we said before the name Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishum Aviv. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, says the name of his father, Rabbi Yossi. That's a little awkward. Rabbi Yossi himself just said that he won't eat in this case. Habas Macheles, Habein Inu Machel. If there is a daughter in addition to the fetus, then the Avdei Tzon Barzel will eat Truma. But if there's a son, they won't eat Truma. The Gemara is going to explain this in a moment, what this means. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Zicharim, if there are males and a fetus, Yochlu. Then the Avdei Tzon Barzel will eat. But Kula Nikevos, if they're all females in Uber, Lo Yochlu. Almost the opposite of Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara is going to explain this as well. Shema Yimatzi Uber Zachar, because maybe the Uber will be a male, Ve'en Labanos B'makam Ben Klum. And daughters do not inherit if there's a son. The Torah says that only the sons inherit and the daughters don't inherit. That's why it's recommended, if you want to not do that, if you don't want World War III in your house after 120 years and you're gone, you have to write a document. You have to write a Shtar Chatzi Zachar. You have to write some type of a document, because Al Pi Din HaTorah, only your sons inherit. So if you want your daughters to inherit, you have to go to a lawyer. Unsolicited advice from Kamenetsky. Go to a lawyer and draw up a document so that when after 120 years, your sons and daughters will both inherit together. You got to do that. A halachic will. You have to draw up a halachic will. Anyway, ask your local Orthodox rabbi about it. Says the Gemara. Now, the Gemara asks, wait a second. What if they're all daughters? So maybe... Says the Gemara, my area, Shema Yimatsu Uber Zachar, why are you telling me, maybe because the Uber will be a male, Tepek lei dinikeva nami pasla. Even if the fetus is a female, she has a chalik, and didn't we say that an uber is not machil? Answer the Gemara, you're right, it's two reasons. Chada v'od kamar. Chada dinikeva nami pasla. Even if she's a female, so she's going to disqualify because she's an uber. V'od shamiyim tzuber zachar v'en l'bas makum ha'ben klum. Two reasons. Says the Gemara, let's just analyze Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who said, Zacharim Yochelu. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, if they lease over male sons, they eat, what about the Uber? V'hoiko Uber. What about the Chelu Uber? Says the Gemara, no. Kasav Rabbi Shimon Yochai holds, Ein Choshishin Lemi'uta. We're not worried about the Uber, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says. Why? Because the only way the Uber will disqualify is if he's a male and he's not a Nafel. And that's a minority. So we're not worried about that because maybe it'll be a female. And even if it's a male, maybe the Uber won't live. Ein choshen l'miyuta. Says the Gemara, v'ibay seima. Another answer is l'oilam kasavar choshen l'miyuta. No, maybe both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Chai hold that we are worried about the fetus being a male that's going to be healthy and live. Davdina le takanta k'rav nachon amar Shmuel. But we make a takana for this eved that he can eat truma like the famous din of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Dam Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, because Rav Nachman Shmuel said as follows: Yisomim shebo lachlok v'nichsei avim. Let's say Yisomim, whose parents died and now they want to split up the inheritance, but they're under bar mitzvah. Bezdin mamid lahem apotropos. So Bezdin will assign to each kid under bar mitzvah an apotropos, a guardian. And each apotropos will act on behalf of the katan to choose their chelik. Higdilu, once they get to be gedolim and they don't like the way the apotropos divided it up, yicholim limchos, they could disqualify, they could renege on what the guardian chose for them. Rav Nachman didei amar, that's Rav Nachman named Shmuel. Rav Nachman himself said, no, higdilu ein yicholim limchos. If they get older, they cannot back out. Dimkein makoch bezin yafa, then That's not giving a proper respect and power to Bezdin. So the Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who says we want these slaves to be able to eat, even though part of the inheritance is owned by the Uber and part is owned by the Bunim, so we say the slaves will be owned by the born kids. So the guardian will act on behalf of the Uber, he'll get a different chelik of the Yerusha. He won't get the slave in order to allow the slaves to eat Shuma. So we say that the slaves will only be the property of the born kids already and not the fetus. We'll pull this shtick by appointing an apotropos for the Uber. Says the Gemara, Lema Damer de Rav Nachman Tanoi. Maybe this statement that Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, that Bezdin Ma'amidin Lem Apotropos, maybe it's a Macholgs Tanoi. Says the Gemara, you don't have to say that. Lo, so you're right. To Kulayama Islam Rav Nachman. Everyone agrees that you could pull the shtick, but Vahacha Bachoshal Mutakamifge. So the machlokus is whether or not really we could have pulled the shtick, but the question is, the machlokus is based on Choshishal Lemiuta. Are we worried that maybe the fetus is going to be a male and he's going to be healthy, and therefore his chelik will disqualify the avadim from eating? Rabbi Yossi is Choshishal Lemiuta. So therefore, the Uber might be a male and a Bar Kayam, and he's going to inherit, and therefore the slaves cannot eat Truma. Rav Shimon Yochai is not Choshish Lemiut, since most Uberim are either Nikevos or a Nefel, so they're not going to inherit, and they're not going to disqualify the slaves. Says the Gemara. What about the last case? What about Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Shmuel Abai, Habas Macheles, Habein Eino Machil. If there's a daughter plus a fetus, the slaves, the Nichsei Tzon, the Avdei Tzon Barzel, will eat Shuma. And if there's a son and a fetus, then the Avdei Tzon Barzel will not eat Shuma. What? Says the Gemara. Maishna bein delo machel mishum chelko shel uber. What's the difference? If you have a son, the reason the slaves aren't eating because of the fetus. Bas nami lo tachil mipnei chelko shel uber. So the daughter, if there's a daughter also, the slaves, the Avdei Tzon Barzel, shouldn't eat. Because of the fetus. Forget the daughter and the son. The reason they're not eating, what's the difference between the daughter and the son? They're not eating because of a fetus. Answers the Gemara, what in the world is Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi talking about? Amar Abaye. No, that's not what he meant. It's not what he meant. Amar Abayi, he didn't mean because of the daughter. Hacha b'nechasim u'atim askina. No. We're talking about a scenario where there was very little property left over. Only enough to feed the daughter. Hacha b'nechasim. Now, there's a, one of the Tanai Ksuba is that when the father dies, the daughters get to eat food off of the Ksuba. So there's not enough possessions for the son to inherit. There's a son with the daughter. There's a son and a daughter. Midoraisa, the son inherits. But since there's not enough, the Chachamim Misakin, that the daughter gets everything. So then we don't care about the Uber. Manavshach. Ihai dima'abra benhu. If the fetus is a son, he's not getting anything. Lo adav mehai dekai. He's not getting anything anyway, because even the born son is not getting anything, because there's only enough inheritance to feed the daughter. V'ibasi, and if the fetus is a daughter, amai ochla. B'takanta derabanan. So why does the daughter who's alive gets the small inheritance? Is because of a takana derabanan. Kama delo nafik laver olam, before this fetus comes out to the world, lo takin rabanan. So the takana derabanan does not award her with anything until she's born. So since she's not born now, so maman of shach, the slaves don't eat truma either way. Says the Gemara. B'mayu kimta b'nechas muatim. Wait a second. Ema seifa. But look at the end. Rabbi Shimon Yochai said, if you only give birth with daughters, then the slaves don't eat. Shema yimtza uber zachar ve'in labanas malkom ben klum. Adaraba. Nechas muatim debanatim. Says, well, you're right. Seifa son nechas merubim. The safe is not talking about where there's only a little bit of property. The safe is talking where there's a lot of property. Now, let's go back to the words of Abai, who said, Rabbi Shimon Yosef, says the Gemara, "Unechasim muatos debanos dinu." Is that really true, that if there's only a little bit of property, it goes to the daughters? That's not true. What you Abai are saying, that nechasim muatim only go to the daughters, not true. The Hamar Abasi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Yisomim shekadmu machu b'nechasim muatim. If the sons go and sell this property, if there's only nechasim muatim, mashem machu machru. It works. They could sell it, and the daughters get to eat diddly squat. So you see, the sons own it. It doesn't go to the daughters. Answer the Gemara. Ve'elamai bas tiktani. Says the Gemara. No, bas means aim. It means there was no daughter. It means the mom. Bas machelis means if there's only a mom. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi meant that the almana eats truma. And if she has sons, so the mom eats truma, and the avdei melug also eat truma because they belong to her. And when he said habeinu machel means that if there's son barzel, if there's a son, so the Avdei Tzon Barzel don't eat because of the Chelik of Uber. Says the Gemara, Yihachi, Haini Rabbi Yossi. Well then Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is the same Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, you're right. Kula Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Ketani La. Yeah. Rabbi Shmuel said, in the name of my father, he was just saying what his father held. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Let's continue. Says the next Mishnah, Ha'uber, a bas kohen married to Yisrael, or a bas Yisrael married to a kohen, and they have only a fetus. V'hayavam, bas kohen married to Yisrael, or a bas Yisrael married to a kohen, and he dies, and she falls in front of the brother for yibum. V'ha'erusin, bas kohen just engaged to Yisrael, or a bas Yisrael engaged to a kohen, and they didn't have full nisuin. V'hacheresh, bas kohen married to Yisrael, who's deaf, or bas Yisrael married to a kohen who's deaf, and the nisuin is only a nisuin derabanan with somebody who's deaf, or ben teisha shana v'yom echad, or a marriage with a boy who's only 9 years old. All these people, poslin v'lo machilin, all these people disqualify the bas kohen from marrying, and if it's a Yisraelis to a kohen, she can't eat truma. So she's messed over either way. She never eats truma in all these cases. Safek shehu ben teisha shana v'yomechad. Safek she'eino. Safek hevi shteisar. Safek shlo hevi. If it's a safek whether he's 9 years old or not, or a safek whether he's bar mitzvah or not. Also, posel and eino machil. Nefel nafal habayis alav abasach. We saw this quoted earlier. If a house fell down on the husband and on his niece, I'm sorry, husband, yeah, and on his wife who was his niece, a house falls down and a husband and wife who's married to his niece die in the rubble. But we don't know who died first. The ein yodua eze meis rishon, we don't know who died first. Sarasa chaletz esolam esyabemis. Her co-wife has to chalitza na'ibim, right? Because if she died first, so then the co-wife, if she died first, so then the co-wife can do yibim. But if he died first, that means she fell to yibim in front of her father. So the co-wife was exempt because she's an erva. She's the daughter of the yavam. So therefore, you can only do chalitza. Says the Gemara, ha'ober ibas kohen liyisrael hi pasale. The ober disqualifies. Why? Pasuk says kinu reha. She only eats chuma when she goes back to the husband. When she goes back to her father, who's a kohen, if she didn't have kids, like when she was an ara. Prat lemeuberes. If she's pregnant, she doesn't eat chuma. Ibas yisrael kohen hi lo machala. Yolud machil, einu yolud einu machil. Only a child lets her eat truma, but a fetus does not allow her to eat truma if she's married to a kohen. She's a bas yisrael married to a kohen. Hayavam is einu machil. Ibas kohen li yisrael hi pasale. If it's a bas kohen to yisrael, so the yavam, the zika, disqualifies her. Vishavel beisavia. She's not all the way back to the husband's hat, to the father's house yet, because she still has zika to the husband's brother. This is not the Yavam's kinyan, it's the kinyan of the Yavama. If it's a Bas Yisrael Lekohen, so she's kinyan kaspa of the brother, and the brother's dead. So it's just zika. So she can't eat truma because of the zika of the brother who's a kohen. The ha'erusin ibas kohen yisrael hi pasila. So she has erusin with yisrael, so she can't eat. The erusin disqualifies her. The hakanya bahavaya. The yisrael acquired her away from the father. Ibas yisrael a kohen. If it's a bas yisrael a kohen, he loy machala mishum deula. Oh, ksubis. Right? And arusa. Bas Yisrael, to a Kohen, if they only have Erusin, midoraisa, she's kinyan kaspel, so she eats. But Ula made a takara that she doesn't do it. Why? The Gemara has a machlokas why this is. Either because of Simpon or Shema Tashke. Either because maybe when he marries her, he's going to find a mum in her, and it's going to disqualify the marriage, Meikara, and it turns out they were never married. Or we're afraid maybe she's in Arusa, she's still living at home, she's going to feed some of the truma to her brothers who are not Kohanim. So that's why in Arusa, Yisrael is married to a Kohen, can't eat truma. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Rabbi Sad, I'm away this Shabbos for a change. I think I was away this year more than any.